On Morgan's AM, US equity markets settle with modest gains. A volatile session. Fed Chair Jerome Powell comes to the rescue.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest gains after staging a big intraday recovery following Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's dovish congressional testimony that relieved some concerns around higher interest rates and inflationary pressures. The Dow eked out a 15-point gain, erasing an earlier decline of over 360 points. The broader S&P 500 added 0.1%, recovering from an earlier 1.8% drop. Energy, up 1.6%, once again sat atop the primary sector leaderboard and led 7 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Consumer discretionary and information technology were the worst performing sectors, down 0.5% and 0.25% respectively. Tesla settled 2.2% lower and moved into negative territory for the year to date after dropping as much as 13% earlier in the session. The Nasdaq lost 0.5%, pairing an earlier 3.9% decline that saw the technology-centric index fall below its 50-day moving average for the first time since the 3rd of November last year. Apple Inc. dipped 0.1% after sliding as much as 6% earlier in the session. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index fell 0.9%. In US corporate earnings, Home Depot fell 3.1% despite posting better-than-expected quarterly earnings as the home improvement retailing giant cast doubt on whether spiking sales driven by homebound consumers taking on DIY projects amid COVID lockdowns are sustainable going forward. Listed peer Lowe's Companies reports tonight, as does L Brands, NetApp, Nvidia Corp, Public Storage, TJX Companies and Viacom. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell delivered his semi-annual testimony on the economy before the Senate Banking Committee and said that the US economic recovery remains uneven and far from complete, and it will be some time before the Federal Reserve considers changing policies it adopted to help the country back to full employment. Mr. Powell noted the economy is a long way from the central bank's employment and inflation goals. Mr. Powell appears before the House Financial Services Committee tonight. In US economic data, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index jumped 10.4% year-on-year in December, up from a 9.5% annual rate in the prior month. December marked the highest annual rate of price growth since January 2014. Europe's main bourses were mixed after a choppy session, with the technology sector down 1.8%, dragging the benchmark Pan-European Stoxx 600 Index 0.4% lower. Germany's DAX lost 0.8%, while France's CAC edged 0.2% higher. In economic data, a final reading of consumer price inflation for the Eurozone recorded a 0.2% month-on-month rise in January. The travel and leisure sector underpinned a modest gain for London's FTSE 100, which settled 0.2% higher. However, HSBC Holdings fell 0.9% after posting a 34% slump in full-year profits, but resumed dividend payments as the lender said it would refocus operations on China. In UK economic data, the unemployment rate rose to 5.1% in the 3 months to the end of December from 5% in November, in line with economists' expectations and marking the highest level since early 2016. However, the figures also showed that in January, 83,000 more people were in payrolled employment compared to December, marking the second consecutive monthly increase. Base metals were mostly weaker, although copper gained 1.2% to just shy of $4.18 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel fell 0.8%, aluminium down 0.9%, while zinc lost 1.7%. China continued to see a generally stable housing market in January, with home prices in 70 major cities increasing 0.3% from a month earlier, according to official data released by the National Bureau of Statistics yesterday. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $2.91 or 1.7% to $173.05 a metric tonne. Gold futures eased $2.50 to $1,805.90 an ounce after touching an intra-session peak of $1,815.20 an ounce. Oil prices settled narrowly mixed. WTI dipped 3 cents to $61.67 a barrel after trading as high as $63 a barrel earlier in the session. Brent edged 13 cents higher to $65.37 a barrel and a fresh 13-month high. Bank of America Global Research lifted its forecast for Brent oil prices for this year by $10 to $60 a barrel, citing tighter supplies due to the Texas freeze and OPEC Plus output curbs and unmatched global monetary stimulus. The upgrade from Bank of America followed on the heels of a similar upgrade from Goldman Sachs. US Treasury yields pulled back from their intra-session highs following Fed Chair Powell's congressional testimony, which indicated that the central bank was still some way from tapering its asset purchase program. US 10-year Treasury yields lost 0.7 of a basis point to 1.36% after touching a high of 1.39% earlier in the session. The Australian dollar is little changed, buying around 79.1 US cents. The wage price index and construction work done figures for the fourth quarter headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.